Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you. Oh, hey, Julia, I should probably turn your microphone on. How about that? Let's try that one now.
And Julia?
All right. Mark is not here. He is, in fact, of all places, in Las Vegas this week. Maybe we can convince him at some point to, I don't know, call in and let us know exactly what's going on out there. Because, I don't know, there's a lot to do in Vegas, and he's going to be there for almost the entire week. In fact, he's out there with our buddy Gardner Goldsmith, as a matter of fact, so... Maybe I'll give him a call during one of the breaks, see if we can stir him up with a phone call. We'll see what's going on. But in the meantime, we will have a variety of co-hosts in to join me on the program. And, of course, we'll take your calls, as we always do, at 1-800-259-9231. And you, of course, can bring up whatever you want. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And that's how we like to offer our website. Those are the radio talk show hosts. They charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. So I got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight here, including something I just stumbled across, and I find this very amusing, and it's kind of scary at the same time. It's a story about somebody who's very amusing, and that's Uri Geller. You know who this guy is?
No.
Okay, you're probably a little too young for him, but he was a big name back in the 1970s and maybe the early 80s, because what he would do is he would get out in front of TV cameras and that sort of thing, and on stages, I suppose, and he would bend spoons, allegedly with his mind. And this guy is still at it today. He's trying to protect his reputation because it's a total scam. I mean, Uri Geller was the first, probably one of the earliest people that people like Penn and Teller and other magicians came out against and proved him for the huckster and scam artist that he is. And he doesn't like that. He doesn't like the fact that people are coming out and explaining how he does his tricks, coming out and revealing his secrets. So what's he doing? Well, he's taking advantage of copyright law to try to twist the arms of video websites like YouTube and Google Video to remove his career damaging videos that people are posting about him. I'm going to give you the story from the AP. He became a superstar in the 70s, made millions with an act that included bending spoons, seemingly through the power of his own mind. Now the online video generation is so bent out of shape over the self-proclaimed psychic's behavior that he's fast reaching the same internet pariah status as the recording and movie industries. Geller's tireless attempts to silence his detractors have extended to the popular video sharing site YouTube, landing him squarely in the center of a raging digital age debate over copyrights. And controlling them, actually, amid the massive volume of video and music clips flowing freely online. Geller's critics say he and others are abusing a federal law meant to protect against online copyright infringement, and that YouTube and other websites aren't doing enough to combat frivolous claims. At issue is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and this is the scary part, the DMCA, which makes it easy for Geller and others to persuade internet companies to remove videos and music simply by sending so-called takedown notices that claim copyright ownership. Most companies, including YouTube, do almost nothing to investigate the claims. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Jason Schultz, all it takes is a single email to completely censor someone on the internet, at least when it comes to these companies like YouTube and Google Video, which are the same company since Google bought them. But basically what the process, as I understand it, is that somebody sends one of these DMCA takedown notices to YouTube, and they say, hey, that's my video, and someone else posted it. So it's allegedly a copyright violation. Now, you know how it is when people get legal notices, cease and desist. Most people don't want to put up a fight.
Right.
They aren't interested in going to court. If they did indeed violate something, they're willing to make good and take it down and settle. And just don't take me to court. Don't get the government involved, right? Nobody wants the government to get involved. And so these companies like YouTube, when they receive one of these DMCA notices, they figure, well, you know, somebody took the time to fill out one of these notices. They probably own this material. We're not going to go to bat for our users because they I'm sure they get a number of these every single day, what with all of the people posting clips from various television shows and that sort of thing on YouTube. YouTube just, you know, they get the notice in and they flag the account or they flag the particular episode that's been posted, and it take, you know, their system takes it out. And then when you try to pull it up again, it says something like, sorry, this video is unavailable. Well, that's because they probably got one of those DMCA notices. But they don't bother to check the claims of the individuals that are giving them the notice. And who could expect them to? I mean, if they're getting 100 notices a day, they probably have a few people on staff whose job it is to just simply remove things from their website. But checking claims would be an investigative process. You'd have to somehow verify that the person who is sending you the DMCA removal notice was indeed actually who they claim to be, first and foremost. Secondly, that they are indeed the copyright holder on the alleged piece of material. And then, once you verify all that information, then you could remove it.
Wow, this is the first I've heard of this.
Well, that's because you haven't been, you know, I guess you haven't been posting copyrighted stuff to the internet.
No.
This is more of like an administrative thing. I've gotten one of these because there was something going on, I guess, behind the scenes with our old internet admin. He's not on the job anymore, but apparently he was doing something with torrent files with our server. And as you know, torrents are frequently used for transferring copyrighted music and movies over the internet. And so I got one of these notices that said, hey, you're in violation of the DMCA Copyright Act. If you don't remove this from your server, then we're going to take action. And it was given to me by the server company, the company that we host our server with. And, you know, I don't want our server to go anywhere. I didn't know this was going on. I was completely out of my hands. I had no idea this was being done with our server. So I let them know, well, this, according to what I can tell, this isn't even being done anymore. So I don't know what the bureaucratic process is like. I don't know how long it takes for these notices to sort of swim around through the system. But either way, it's affecting people that are trying to post these Uri Geller videos. And so for as nearly as Geller, as long as Geller's been bending spoons and moving compass needles with a wave of a hand, professional magicians have been loudly debunking his claims of psychic ability. A new generation of critics led by 30-year-old Brian Sapient of an organization called the Rational Response Squad have taken their crusade online. Sapient and others recently posted several video clips to YouTube demonstrating how Geller allegedly uses simple sleight of hand in his act. One slow-motion clip shows Geller quickly placing a small magnet on his left thumb before purporting to move the needle of a compass in front of a live television studio audience in Israel, where he was born. Another includes Geller's infamous Tonight Show flop, in which Johnny Carson exposed Geller by providing his own spoons and other props for him to use, so that way he couldn't use his own stuff that he brought. And again, as you might imagine, Uri does not appreciate people posting these clips online. And back in the early days of his career in the 70s and in the 80s, when he was getting these gigs on television, the only people who would ever seen that exposed would have been those who would have watched that particular episode. But now, anybody can see it. Now, anybody who's Googling for Uri Geller is going to get video clips of him being exposed. So, actually, the internet is acting as a wonderful mechanism to help expose con artists and hucksters like this guy. And he's pretty pissed off about it. So he's using government law to crack down on the people that are posting his videos. In March, YouTube took down many of the clips and suspended Sapient's account when Geller sent takedown notices claiming he owned the copyrights to the unflattering clips. That touched off an online tempest that has made Geller the subject of widespread derision and ridicule on several popular blogs. Quote, Uri Geller, the man who got rich bending spoons with his mind, isn't just a con artist, he's also a copyright abuser. Well, of course, copyright is abuse in my opinion, but nonetheless, this just shows one of the ways that the law is being perverted, one of the unintended consequences of copyright law, right here. And we'll give you a little bit more information on the way here, 800-259-9231, and I'm sure Geller did not expect this to happen. He probably just thought he could get away with sending these notices and have YouTube shove some of these clips under the rug and it'd be all done with and over with. Not so. Now it's blown up into a national news story. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. That is Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com.
freetalklive.com. And pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Well, the answer is very little. But the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington. Not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other Flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That is readpi.com. So we're talking about a huckster, a scam artist. Many of you many of you who are over the age of 30 probably are familiar with Uri Geller. He was big in the 1970s because he was a magician, but he was also a scam artist, as the best magicians are. And he pretended to be able to bend spoons. This was an amazing feat, I guess, for television audiences back then. And, of course, inevitably, there were those individuals who wanted to out him as a scammer, as a fraud. And people did that, including Johnny Carson. And there was video footage of him being outed as a fraud, which has now resurfaced, you know, two decades later, and is being posted on YouTube.
Are people still into Uri Geller? I've never heard of him in my life.
He's still out there trying to, you know, sell tickets to shows, I guess. He's doing something to continue to push his name and make money, maybe in countries that aren't as aware of his infamy, I suppose. But nonetheless, the Internet is proving a very versatile foe for Mr. Geller, because he can barely keep up on his own with all the people that are posting the video clips to YouTube. What he's doing is he's using the DMCA Copyright Act to send out notices, basically cease and desist notices to these companies, claiming that the videos are his. In fact, let me give you a little bit more information here. Brian Sapient from the Rational Response Squad has been posting these videos, and the video in Sapient's YouTube account were restored 2 weeks later after Sapient complained. It also turned out that Geller owned no more than 8 seconds of the 13 minutes of video, according to Geller's own court filings. But Geller's still suing Sapient in Philadelphia's federal court, accusing him of copyright infringement. Sapient says the clips are protected by the First Amendment laws, which allow for fair use of copyrighted material. Quote, put in its simplest terms, this case is about theft, not speech, read court documents that filed last week on Geller's behalf. He, who has become nearly as famous for his prolific litigation as for his alleged psychic abilities, knows his way around the court system. He unsuccessfully sued longtime nemesis James Amazing Randi. You may be familiar with that name. He's appeared on a few episodes of Penn & Teller's BS. He's a kind of an older, white-bearded former magician who now has dedicated his life to exposing scam artists and hucksters. James Randi is the man who is offered the very famous, I don't know if it's called the Randi Prize, there's some name for it, but basically he's put up $1 million to anybody that can prove psychic abilities. So if you are someone who claims to be able to read minds or tell the future or, you know, talk with ESP, all the crazy crackpot psychic things that people have claimed over the years, all you have to do is go to the Randi Foundation and sign up to be a part of this trial, where he'll get together with some of his scientists, and they will work with you, the psychic, the alleged psychic, to come up with a set of criteria by which your abilities will be measured. And, of course, nobody has ever even gotten past the qualification round.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right, so that's who James Randi is. And he's been sued at least 3 times for defamation, stemming from Randy's own efforts to unmask Geller. And Geller also lost several other cases lodged against his critics through the years. Geller, who lives in London, referred his calls to his Philadelphia lawyer, Richard Weinlander, who conceded that Geller probably didn't foresee the firestorm his lawsuit would inspire. He said, "This thing has spun out of control." Weinlander said the takedown notices and lawsuit were motivated by his brother-in-law, Geller's brother-in-law, business associate, and filmmaker Shippy Strang, who got upset when he saw the 8-second video he made appeared among Sapient's 13 minutes of video. Weinlander said Sapient also plans to profit from the clip by driving traffic to his own website. Now, Sapient uses a pseudonym because he says he receives numerous death threats from those opposed to the anti-religious beliefs touted on his website. The Rational Response Squad is basically a group of atheists. that is out there sort of...
Didn't they put out the Blasphemy Challenge video?
Yes, they were behind the Blasphemy Challenge, exactly. Sapient and the Electronic Frontier Foundation have countersued, accusing Mr. Geller, of representing to YouTube that he owned the disputed clips and abusing the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which shields Internet service providers from lawsuit so long as they immediately honor those takedown notices. So again, these companies are sort of caught in the middle of an awful... awful system and an awful law. YouTube and Google Video and the like are just doing whatever it is that people claim is true. And they don't have the resources, nor should it be their responsibility to investigate these claims. But until a better system comes about, or until copyright law is completely abolished, which sure as hell isn't going to happen anytime soon, this is going to continue to be a mess. And if you've got any comments, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we roll into the phone calls, you can bring up anything. It's Pamela in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Pamela? Hello?
How you doing?
Pamela. We're doing great. Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say I love you guys' show. And who needs a psychic when you have a president who talks to Jesus? I mean,
both claims are about as valid.
I think so. But I wanted to say, you guys always asking women to call and, you know, whatever. So I wanted to say that I'm a woman and I'm a black woman.
Excellent.
I mentioned that to say that for, you know, I had to call in because I'm a lady. And also because I really, 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 truly get upset with the people who call your show and say, you know, send the immigrants back and, you know, this whole thing. My thinking on that is that everyone that is here came here from an immigrant.
Absolutely.
Everyone except for the Native Americans and black people, because we didn't really have a choice, you know. And so I don't think, you know, anyone should be saying go back to where you came from, because if that's the case, everybody would be on the boat right about right now, you know. And then I was also catching up on you guys' 4th of July show, and I appreciated that show. Typically, I don't celebrate the 4th of July because, you know, my people weren't free on the 4th of July.
Right.
So, but this year I had a whole...
And you're not free now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just, as I pointed out, you know, you guys, it was certainly a more visible slavery in the 1800s and before that. But now it's a lot more subtle, but the slavery's still there, and everyone's on the plantation now instead of just black people. Hispanics and whites and everybody else is enslaved.
I think the fact that we even have to debate affirmative action says how far we haven't come. I mean, as just an American, you should automatically have the rights that, you know, affirmative action supposedly gives.
Now, Pamela, I'm curious. Are you sort of new to this whole liberty idea, or have you been sort of a libertarian for a while? How do you see yourself in that way?
In a way, I think I'm kind of new to it, but I think, you know how you're something, but you don't really know that you're that until you hear someone voice it?
Absolutely. In fact, if you'll hold on, I want to bring you back, talk a little bit more about this, if you don't mind. 800-259-9231. More on the way with Pamela in Virginia. Because we need people to get involved in this movement of all shapes, sizes, colors, and it's important to talk about some of the more effective ways to do that. Do that coming up in a moment.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed, but you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives and entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. And do you know that if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year, and that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go back to Pamela on the line in Virginia, you're back on Free Talk Live, Pamela.
I'm here.
So, now, you mentioned that you were sort of kind of new to this whole liberty movement thing, right?
Yep.
What was your process in discovering the concepts of freedom?
Well, I think I began listening to you guys' show on iTunes, and then